The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, Dublin City councillors have voted not to increase the rate of local property tax that will be paid by homeowners next year in the city. To discuss this, we are joined now by Richard Boyd Barrett, a People Before Profit TD, and Edgar Morgenroth, Professor of Economics at DCU. Richard, the People Before Profit councillors voted not to increase the local property tax rates. Why?
Because we've always opposed a tax on the family home. We don't really think it's a property tax. We think it's misnamed. It's not a tax on excess, what you might call excess wealth or property. It is, for huge numbers of people, a tax on the family home that doesn't take into account their income and ability to pay. So you might happen to live in an area where property is valued very highly and be charged a very high property tax, and that's set to increase for many people, but your income might be very, very low. You could be on a state pension, so you're paying more simply because of the area you live in. We think that is fundamentally unfair. And what we would favour is a genuine wealth tax or a tax on people who have multiple properties. I mean, you think about all the money that's been made by the REITs, the vulture funds, and all of these people at the moment. They're paying very little tax. Why not tax those with multiple property where it's genuine wealth and where they're making a lot of money, rather than put a regressive tax on the family home in many cases for people who find it very difficult to pay?
So you'd be in favour of a tax, a similar structure to this, but one that would simply exempt the family home, is that it? So that people just fall into it if they've got more than one home?
Yeah, in fact, we've proposed that for the last 3 years in alternative budget submissions, and you can design it in such a way as that it will raise exactly the same amount of money as the existing property tax, but it wouldn't.
Would it? Yeah. Because I know that Nevin Economic Research Institute and Task, both left-wing think tanks who are way down with economists, say it wouldn't raise the same amount of money.
No, it depends how you design it. So it's about how much do you charge. The particular structure we proposed is that if you have two properties, you pay €1,000 on the second one, not on the family home, and then it would go to 1,500 if you had three or more, and then it would go to 2,000 if you had more than that. And that, you know, could be designed. You can tweak that to raise the 500 million or whatever it is that is raised based on multiple properties. And we do know who has multiple properties now because we have that property register, and it would just be about exempting people based on the family home.
Edgar Morgenroth, Professor of Economics at DCU. Should we reform the property tax the way Richard describes, or simply increase property charges?
First of all, I think I need to correct something that Richard said, which is quite frankly wrong. And that is, he said that the property tax is regressive. It is actually a progressive tax. And that's just a fact. That's so he's wrong there. In terms of reform, I'm sure we could improve the system that is there at the moment. Personally, I would have favored taxing the land rather than just the property, the house. That would give us some benefits in terms of incentivizing better use of land, particularly where it's very valuable. So that's one thing that I think we could do. If we are worried about people right at the bottom of the income distribution, we could exempt a certain part of those people from the property tax, if that's the real issue. But one of the important things is that the property tax is a very, very important source of local government income. And we are very unique in Ireland in that our local governments, our local councils, have very few revenue-raising mechanisms. There's very, very little locally raised revenue. The second thing is that we have a very, very narrow tax base overall in Ireland. And what Richard is has been proposing in general would actually narrow the tax base more. And that's a problem when there is a particular hit to either one of the three large bases that we have: VAT, indirect taxation, income tax, and corporation tax. If one of them breaks down, which we've had in the recent past, if you go back to the financial crisis, then the state is immediately in trouble, and that's why you want a much wider tax base.
Let me go back to Richard just on a couple of those points, but first, can I just ask Edgar, what about the suggestion of a very similar property tax, but that one that would simply exempt the family home?
You would have to set the tax rates so high to achieve the same revenue, because the bulk of the properties are actually the family home. So it's only a small fraction of homes that are actually not family homes, or second or multiple homes.
Okay.
You would have to set the tax so high that you would end up driving out those investors. And maybe that's the intention, but what it will mean is that there wouldn't be any private sector rental properties available anymore. And that's not going to help people who are looking for a property either. We have a supply problem when it comes to housing. If we tax the hell out of housing, we're going to get a bigger supply problem.
That's where you really get to the nub of it. And that's an interesting admission, but at least it's an honest admission. Given the choice between taxing the landlords who make money from having multiple properties or taxing the family home, the government, and it would seem our contributor there, think it's fairer and more practical to tax the family home. Now, I don't. And I don't think it's progressive. And I think simply asserting that it is progressive is not, if I could just finish. It is not progressive for you to disregard the actual income and ability to pay of people when you charge them a tax. So somebody who, for example, lives in my area, who lives in a council house that they bought and struggled to pay for, but whose income might be just a state pension. How is it fair to tax them more simply because of the area they live than somebody who might actually have a much higher income but lives in an area where property values are lower? That is not progressive. It is fundamentally regressive, unfair, and I think it is a lot fairer that those who actually make profits and considerable wealth from renting out property, I mean, you look at these vulture funds, the big corporate landlords, they are making a fortune. To say they couldn't pay a little bit more in tax, I think is nonsense.
Ultimately,
they could.
Ultimately, though, will renters end up subsidising that, paying for that tax, don't they? They'll just pass on that cost.
Not if it's done on profits.
But that's not what you're proposing. You're proposing to ask for it on the property rather than on the profit. We already have a profit tax.
Well, as we know, in fact, we're proposing to do both, by the way, just to say we're proposing to do both in order to get the tax revenue. But we don't. And as we know,
you want to chase away the investors, and then the ones that stay, you want to charge them so much that they'll pass on those hikes as rent increases.
All of the cuckoo funds and vulture funds who came in and bought up Aldenama properties are paying virtually no tax. They are charging absolutely extortionate rents on the multiple properties they own, often whole apartment blocks and whole estates, as we now know. They are charging absolutely astronomical money. They got them at fairly low prices from NAMA, public property it was for a period, given to them at fairly low prices. They are now charging extortionate rents, and they are paying virtually no tax on the capital gains on that property or on the rental income because of special tax loopholes that essentially they were encouraged to avail of. Now, that to me is fundamentally wrong.
But that's a very different issue, and I would agree with you there. There shouldn't be tax loopholes that allow people not to be taxed on their profits. But what you're talking about is a property tax. And to get back to this regressive-progressive thing, in general, someone who owns a large or a very valuable property tends to have a higher income. That might not be for all cases, but for the majority. And that is a definition of progressivity. It's just a fact.
It's not a fact.
So,
It is indeed a fact.
And so it is a progressive tax. It's a far more progressive tax than, for example, VAT, which is a regressive tax. These are some simply decision. These are definitions. And maybe you should read up on that.
I agree,
you don't want to do that, right? You don't need to read anything. I know.
I read quite a lot.
Now, let's get back to the topic. The topic is, I agree with you on the profits. If funds or whoever else make extraordinary profits or capital gains, then I think that should be taxed. I totally agree with you.
But to
simply say it's a regressive tax, which it isn't, and therefore we shouldn't have it for householders, it's populist. But it doesn't reflect the fact that we also need a tax base that generates
It is not at all populist. I mean, I cited just an example to you. I mean, there are many, many people in this country who bought council houses.
Yeah.
Now,
but this is the old hard cases make bad law.
No, it's not hard. These are tens and tens of thousands of people. The differential in property values between huge swathes of Dublin, for example, and other parts of rural Ireland, there's a vast gap. But if you're a civil servant, if you're a guard, if you're a nurse, if you're somebody who's dependent on a pension, if you're somebody on social welfare, you don't get a higher income because you live in an area where property values are high. You get exactly the same income. So you're being asked to pay a higher tax regardless of your ability to pay it. Now, that is fundamentally regressive. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're going to offer, you're affording people the opportunity, people who don't fall into that category and who have plenty of money and they've got huge incomes and they've got vast amounts of wealth. And all of that wealth, or the majority of that wealth, is tied up in the family home in some of those salubrious parts of Dublin, for example. They're still going to be afforded the same relief.
But you see, this is the point about wealth. Now, if you want to define wealth as the roof over your head, that you've struggled and worked and paid stamp duty indeed, to put a roof over your head. If you want to say that's wealth in the same way as somebody who owns multiple properties or somebody who's a millionaire or a billionaire, it's not.
Somebody who owns multiple properties could be described exactly that way. But somebody who's worked hard, they've paid tax on their income, and they bought a second home as a pension because they don't have a public service pension, for example.
I think there is a fundamental difference between the roof over your head and your family's head and a second, third, fourth, fifth, or tenth, or 50th property from which you generate income. There's a fundamental difference between those things. One is a business, if you like, from which you're making profit. Another one is the roof over your head.
Edgar?
Well, you could have someone who owns one property, their family home worth a million, and you could have someone who has five properties worth 200,000. You're now going to exempt the person with a million in assets, and you're going to tax the person with the five properties. That's what you're proposing.
Well, in fact, again, I mean, it's not, and maybe you should read our budget submissions, but we, in addition, have proposed a wealth tax where once you go over a certain threshold of income, that there would be a wealth tax, something that is being...
This is not income. The property tax.
We're all recommending reading, I think, is the consensus, at least. Richard Boyd-Barrett, People Before Profit TD, and Edgar Morgan-Roth, Professor of Economics at DCU. Thank you both very much for joining us here on The Hard Shoulder.